Chapter 7. This body is stretched out just the way I like it. The arms and legs are secure, and the mouth is stopped with duct tape, so there will be no noise and no spill into my work area. And my hands feel so steady with the knife that I am quite sure this will be a good one. Very satisfying. Except it's not a knife. It's some kind of... Except it's not my hand. Even though my hand is moving with this hand, it's not mine that holds the blade. And the room really is sort of small. It's so narrow. Which makes sense because it's... What? And now here I am floating above this perfect, tight workspace, and its tantalizing body, and for the first time I feel the cold blowing around me, and even through me somehow. And if I could only feel my teeth, I am quite sure they would chatter. And my hand, in perfect unison with that other hand, goes up and arches back for a perfect cut. And, of course, I wake up in my apartment, standing somehow by the front door, completely naked. Sleepwalking I could understand, but sleep-stripping? Really? I stumble back to my little trundle bed. The covers are in a heap on the floor. The air conditioner has kicked the temperature down close to 60. It had seemed like a good idea at the time, last night, feeling a little estranged from it all after what had happened with Rita. Preposterous, if it had really happened. Dexter, the love bandit, stealing kisses. And so I had taken a long, hot shower when I got home and shoved the thermostat all the way down as I climbed into bed. I don't pretend to understand why, but in my darker moments, I find cold cleansing. Not refreshing so much as necessary. And cold it was, far too cold now, for coffee and the start of the day amid the last tattered pieces of the dream. As a rule, I don't remember my dreams, and don't attach any importance to them if I do. So it was ridiculous that this one was staying with me. Floating above this perfect, tight workspace, my hand in perfect unison with that other hand goes up and arches back for a perfect cut. I've read the books. Perhaps because I'll never be one, humans are interesting to me. So I know all the symbolism. Floating is a form of flying, meaning sex, and the knife. Ja, Herr Doctor, the knife is dein mother, ja? Snap out of it, Dexter. Just a stupid, meaningless dream. The telephone rang, and I almost jumped out of my skin. How about breakfast at Wolfie's? Said Deborah. My treat. It's Saturday morning, I said. We'll never get in. I'll get there first and get a table, she said. Meet you there.